Hi, Daddy. Yes, I'm wearing your old t-shirt. It's just so big and comfy. And it hangs low enough that I don't need to wear panties. But the best part, it smells like you. Even after it's been washed, I can lay in bed at night and smell Daddy's scent. I'm in your room on a Friday night because you want me here, Daddy. Don't play dumb. It's a bit late for that. Remember a few weeks ago when you let me borrow your laptop to finish my book report? Well, I made a little discovery. You really need to think of better passwords. Although, I guess I am a little bit flattered using my birthday. There it is, the moment of realization. Don't worry, Daddy, I'm not upset. Oh, you're so cute when you're blushing. I know I literally caught you with your pants down, but you don't need to act like a deer in headlights. I promise you, there's nothing to worry about or be ashamed of. You and my mom have a consensual open marriage. Yes, of course I know. Just like I know what her long weekends are for. You think I don't know that my mom, your wife, is currently in Vegas, tugged deep in some random pussy, taking loads up her ass from any two-pump chump that'll buy her a drink? It's not disrespectful if it's true, Daddy. Look, mom's choices are her own, and I don't judge her for them. But I'm also not stupid. I know what she does when she's gone. Just like I know what you do when she's gone. Your laptop is sitting right on your nightstand, Daddy. If I hadn't walked in, you'd be dry jerking it to some 30-something porn star in pigtails and a plaid skirt, pretending to be Daddy's horny, slutty teenage daughter. Oh? Oh, was tonight Futanari, right? Was tonight Futanari night? Tell me, Daddy. Was it going to be some poorly subtitled anime? One of those interactive 3D stories? Or maybe one of those girls stroking ridiculous looking rubber strap-on dicks until they're practically swimming in fake jizz? I told you I've seen the folder. It doesn't matter now anyway. Because now I know your secret. I'm just sad that I didn't know sooner. I turned 18 almost 3 months ago. That's so many wasted weekends, Daddy. I'm just your stepdaughter. No genetic relation. You only married my mom 2 years ago, so it's not like you raised me or anything. You're in an open relationship, Daddy. Did you forget that openness goes both ways? And not just jerking it to your stockpile of kinky porn. If what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Then what happens here while mom is in Vegas can be a secret too. You may act confused, your collection of family fantasy porn and that tent in the blanket says you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Besides, I can see the lust in your eyes. Would you like to see me naked, Daddy? Do you want to see what your little girl has hidden under this cute old t-shirt? You first, Daddy. No more hiding under the blanket. You show me yours, and I'll show you mine. You're too shy. Well, let me fling those covers. Oh, Daddy. You're so thick and sexy. I'm not poking fun, Daddy. I would never do that to you. I've actually been secretly watching you every night since I saw what was in that folder. I always thought you were a sexy teddy bear, but God, your naked body is so much hotter up close than through a cracked open door. The thought of you using your size and weight to dominate me, forcing me to please you, so fucking hot. So fucking hot. Forcing me to please you. So fucking hot. Your cock is very enticing. I know porn gives everyone horrible ideas and standards, but you have no reason to feel ashamed of what you have. I guarantee it's plenty for us both to enjoy. Don't be embarrassed, Daddy. Here, I'll take this shirt off now so you're not naked by yourself. Do you like my perky little tits? I know they're pretty small, barely a handful for me, but they are super sensitive. I've actually came just from pinching and rubbing them before. I am pretty proud of my ass, though. I focus on it a lot at the gym. I think it pairs nicely with my ample hips and thick thighs. Isn't that tight, bubbly, curvature just so damn delicious? I mean, I don't get turned on from looking at my own ass, but it does inspire some naughty fantasies. And what's that, Daddy? Oh, of course. I was saving the best for last. Understand how distracting this is. Yes, Daddy. I was born intersex. But I don't really like that word, though. I prefer hermaphrodite. It makes me sound like a Greek goddess. But you can call me a fitter if you want to, Daddy. But my little dick is nowhere near the size of the ones in those videos. Of course. I couldn't be a futonari if I didn't have a pussy too. Here, let me show you. See? My tiny puffy mound just beneath my cute little dick. No, Daddy, no balls. My cock cock does still come from an orgasm though, just not very much. You know what the best part is, Daddy? I'm a virgin. Oh, I'm not innocent, Daddy. I've gone down on nearly everyone in my economics class, including Mrs. Beecher. But even though these lips have been an insatiable whore, these lips have never felt anything more than silicone on my own fingers. Nope. None of my partners even know I had a dick. I found sucking guys off drains their curiosity faster than their balls. And girls are more curious, but also significantly more understanding and respectful of my boundaries, without the need of bargaining. Nope, just chaining plugs on my little vibrator. You're pretty inquisitive and hesitant, considering you jerk off fantasizing about me being your submissive little slut. No, Daddy, no tricks, no gimmicks, blackmail. You really do have a slutty, barely legal stepdaughter with a virgin ass and pussy. And she has a little foot of cock. It's your top three fantasies, all rolled into one curvy, nubule body. And she's standing right here, next to your bed, naked, ready to submit to your every debaucherous desire. So, am I your dream girl, Daddy? You look a bit dumbfounded. Here, lay back, Daddy. I'm going to help you. Here, let's just get the rest of these covers off. Daddy, are you really going to jerk off with your socks on? Here, let's get them off too. There, now we're both fully exposed in beautiful naked splendor. Don't think like that, Daddy. You need a serious self-confidence boost. Here, let me just join you in bed. There. Is that better, Daddy? Should I pinch you so you know it's not just a dream? There, see? It's real. You really do have a slutty footed daughter that loves your body. Every curvy inch. Your fleshy neck. Your broad shoulders. Your stout arms, your meaty hands, your thick fingers. Here, Daddy, touch my chest. Your big hands make my tits look even smaller than they already are. I like feeling the calluses on your fingers against my hard nipples. There you go, Daddy. Stroke them and pinch them if you want. I have been aching for your touch. Do you like them, Daddy? Do you like feeling your daughter's perky tits and hard nipples? Are you excited knowing this young footy girl wants to unleash the beast inside of you? I can hear your heart pounding. I'm going to take it slow, Daddy. I'm going to take my time appreciating all this soft, wonderful flesh you have. But my body is yours. Whenever you decide to stop suppressing your desires, when you can't keep up to the fad of self-restriction anymore, seize control. Touch me. Touch me like you've only done in your dreams. Yes, me, like the girls in those videos. Accept my body as an eager offering to a sexual beast that lies caged within you. Your heart is beating faster now, Daddy. Are you ready to break free? Be your true self. Very well, Daddy. Do you like this view? Seeing your little girl straddling you? Seeing this young body eager to please you? Craving your sensual touch? Needing to have her tiny holes filled and used for your pleasure? Longing for her buttercock to give you that which you desire? Is this enough for you, Daddy? You can have more. You can have all of me. Take me, Daddy. All you have to do is decide. Decide if you want your fantasies fulfilled or left to your imagination and your right hand. I love touching you, Daddy. My small, soft hands stroking your burly chest, massaging the dense flesh of your pecs, rubbing in circles around your hard nipples, my friends firmly gripping your broad lats, massaging your thick folds, my lips caressing your skin, eager to savour the taste that matches your scent, my nipples pressing into the spongy flesh of your belly, my hands rubbing and stroking up and down your dense husky sides, firmly gripping your love handles, pushing my body down. Your pre-cum is so lubricating, making your cock easily slide across my body until it reaches between my small, perky tits. Can you feel my heartbeat, Daddy? Your cock is throbbing, pulsing against my chest. If I do this, I can make my little tits squeeze against the sides of your cock. Your cock feels so hot, Daddy. I can feel the blood rushing through it, keeping it engorged and hard. I know I have small tits, but you can still fuck them, Daddy. Your pre-cum is enough to get them all slippery for you. All you have to do is thrust your hips, and you'll be fucking your little girl's tits. Don't overthink it, Daddy. It's a small movement, just flexing a few muscles, and you'll break the barrier. No longer the subject forced to you. You'll finally be an active participant. Just one drop to break the dam, Daddy. Feel my little titties squishing around your cock, your pre-cum dripping down your shaft. Take control, Daddy. Let my beating heart set the pace for you. A few muscles, that's all it takes. Just one thrust. I know you want this, Daddy. You are more than capable of stopping me if you actually wanted to. Are you in shock? I can pinch you again so you can know it's real if you want. I get it. I guess it would be a bit overwhelming to literally have a dream come true, especially one as unbelievable as this. But okay, Daddy. I'm going to stroke your first load out of you. Maybe get you some of that post-nut clarity. Yes, you're first. You didn't think this was gonna be a one and done thing, did you? Oh no, you're no one night stand, Daddy. You're my forever now. Mom neglects you for her other partners, so now I get to reap the benefits. Just stop overthinking everything. Don't worry about coming too soon, Daddy. Like I said, this is just the first one. Think of it like an icebreaker. Something to get you to open up and express yourself. You've been so repressed. You've been so focused on keeping my mom happy. Trying to be a family man. You denied your truth. Kept it hidden. But you're my daddy now. And I'm going to free you from yourself. No matter what it takes. Your cock feels so good in my hand, Daddy. Feeling it throb and pulse against my fingers as I slowly stroke up and down the shaft. Veins pumping to keep you deliciously engorged and hard. The rough edge of your cock head gently scraping against my smooth palm. I want you to be free. To give pleasure to my body, even as you are taking pleasure from it for yourself. Sorry, Daddy, this position is just really awkward. I can't get a good rhythm. I can barely see you. Sorry, we're so close. I wasn't trying to edge you. I know Mom has one. Aha! This will be much better. I do love drilling over you, Daddy. But this coconut oil will feel much better. Don't worry about the sheets. We can wash them later. Besides, this oil won't be the only thing that will need to get washed. There. Isn't this position better? Now I can see you. You can see nearly all of me. And if I scoot up a bit? Now my little dick is under your heavy balls. I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand. I didn't mean to edge you before, but I'm glad I did. There will be so much more force behind your orgasm now. And if the last few weeks are any indication, I'm in for quite a wonderfully sticky explosion. A little cock can almost feel your seeds swimming around in your full swimming balls. Do you like that, Daddy? Feeling your heavy balls held up by my erect little dick? The tip is just barely grazing your taint. I can feel your hairs tickling the little head. Do you feel it, Daddy? My little foot a dick. It's all yours, from tip to base. My wet, dripping pussy. My hot, tight asshole. My small, perky tits. My hard nipples. My cock-loving lips. My cum-craving tongue. It's all for you, Daddy. Just let your ambitions go. I'm here for you, wanting you, craving you, needing you. Let your dreams come true. I promise it's real. I'm your naughty, virgin, futa daughter. And I want nothing more than to be a plaything for you, Daddy. Give me your load, Daddy. Accept me as your fuck toy. Come for me. I can feel your balls tense. You're so close. I give you my all, Daddy. Please, give me your cum. I need you to come for me. Show me that you want me, Daddy. Shoot your hot, creamy love all over me. Your little girl wants your cum. Yes, Daddy, yes! Thrust into my stroking hands. Buck those hips. I can feel your muscles clench. Yes, yes! Oh my God, Daddy! There's so much all over my little hips. On my face. And my hair. It's still gushing. Let it out, Daddy. Give your little girl a last drop. I'm going to milk your cock until it goes limp in my hands. There. The last few drops dripping down over my hands. Are you okay, Daddy? You're all red. I guess a thumbs up will have to suffice. Catch your breath, Daddy. I'm just going to sit here ogling you, stroking your meaty thighs. When you're ready to get up, we can go for a shower. Then we'll see where the night takes us. Oh, it's not just for tonight, Daddy. I told you, you're my forever now. We might have to be a bit discreet when Mom gets back. But we have 2 full days before then. I'll take care of you, Daddy. But whenever you're ready, I will fully submit to you, a willing slave to your cock.